A film leader resolves into a projector. A word is scratched into the film near a countdown. Real One Entertainment. Chesler Perlmutter Productions presents Cityscape Nighttime, a beautifully lit Christmas tree. Title card, a candlelit Christmas. At a Christmas party, a dark-haired woman stares at a flickering candle inside an ornament on a Christmas tree.
Ellie, in case you hadn't noticed, there is a Christmas party happening all around.
A man steps up to her.
Sorry, thank you.
Ellie.
I love the Christmas tree. These candle ornaments in particular, they're beautiful.
Yeah. Nastya had them flown in from Germany.
My mom hung similar ornaments growing up. It always made Christmas feel so special.
Well, maybe this Christmas will be made special by your Parisian promotion.
It's not a done deal. I mean, Nastya hasn't even selected the new fragrance yet.
Oh, come on. Yours is testing through the roof. Who's your competition? Eric? Look at him. He's dressed like a movie theater usher.
Wow, he's really kissing up to Nastya.
Oh, we can't have that. Let's go wish them Merry Christmas. Svetlana, come over here for a sec. Svetlana here was looking for the Rudolph Candy Cane Bar, and he knows where it is. He knows. Okay. So why don't you show her, because they know where it is. Nastya.
Yeah.
We were just admiring these beautiful ornaments that you've generously flown in from Europe.
Thank you, Andrew. I'm so glad you noticed them. Aren't they just divine? You know, I actually completely forgot I ordered them. Serendipity.
Yes, it's serendipity, I think is what
I
meant to say.
I mean, they are so elegant for Christmas, Nastya.
Oh, I love Christmas. The gifts, especially.
Right. Well, speaking of gifts, we were just wondering maybe if you've decided to choose your new scent?
Not yet. I will before Christmas. I hear they're testing really well.
Oh. Maybe we have a Christmas reveal party.
Much bigger. Glitter cannons. A balloon drop. Oh my gosh, we can get Santa to spray next year's holiday scent all over the crowd.
Yeah, well, you know what? I mean, this is a party, and it's Christmas, so you could just reveal it right here. I mean, it's the perfect venue. Really good time to...
No, it's not big enough, but next week, just contact my assistant, okay? Merry Christmas.
Merry
Christmas. Merry Christmas.
And she's off.
Don't worry. I am going to stay on her. Even if I have to put it in skywriting, I will be on it.
Andrew, please. The work is done. Our scent is submitted. If you stress, I will stress.
You're right. I don't want to do that because you don't need any more stress. You've been working so many hours, late nights. Where are you going again? New Hampshire? Is that like on purpose?
My dad is expecting me. It's our first Christmas without my mom, so.
Oh. Sorry. Well, couldn't he, you know, come to you?
No, he runs our family business, a candle shop, and Christmas is the busy season. I think he needs my help.
Right, of course. Well, it must be less stressful than working for Nastya.
I don't know. Dad has just about as many photos of himself around the house, without the thigh-high boots, and he's holding up fish, but...
Really? Somehow I think I'd prefer that. Anyway, enjoy yourself tonight. I will keep tabs on Nastya, and maybe we'll get a Parisian Christmas present for you.
Santé to that.
Santé? Oh, it's French, all right.
Cheers.
Au revoir.
They clink champagne glasses. Andrew goes off. Now a car moves down a ribbon of wintry rural road. Cars pass over an ornate bridge. Ellie arrives at her father's house. A large white house with a tall evergreen in front. She gets out of the car. Ellie's in her mid-30s with a petite frame, long black wavy hair, and brown eyes. Instead of going into the house, she approaches a small nearby cottage. She follows the footprints to the cottage, then pauses outside. Ellie enters the cottage. The cottage is the candle shop. She closes the door and crosses to look at some candles hanging. A young man enters. He's tall and handsome with a trim build. He's in his mid-30s. Brown eyes, mocha-colored skin, close-cropped curly hair, and a chin-strap beard. The man.
Hi there. Are you here to pick up an order?
Ellie.
No.
Oh, well then you have excellent taste. Those candles are made by the owner himself. Yeah, the last candle maker in a long line of specialized craftsmen.
Specialized?
Rumor has it the family's been here for over 100 years. Descendants of elves.
Elves?
Oh yeah, left the North Pole for a better life. You know, Santa's great and all, but who wouldn't want to be their own boss?
Mm.
They passed down their excellent craftsmanship from the workshop through the generations. You know, this cottage is said to be an exact replica of their workshop.
Really? Because I always thought it was Portsmouth's original schoolhouse.
Well, that was before they moved in.
Oh.
Ellie picks up a photograph.
And the whole family are descendants of elves? I mean, they seem so tall.
She shows him the photo.
Well, don't you think they'd have a little bit of magic? They blend that into every candle. So, how many can I put you down for? Ellie!
An older man enters. Ellie's father runs to embrace her.
Merry Christmas! I didn't know you hired help.
Huh? Ellie's dad.
Oh, this is Logan Osborne. He's my first Airbnb guest.
Oh, at Christmas? I thought we were going to talk before you listed.
I got antsy. Besides, the more the merrier. He's in town writing an article for Travelique magazine.
That's it, right, yeah. Trying to write on Christmas in New England.
Logan.
Well, you're in the right place. We take Christmas very seriously here in Portsmouth.
And that's what I'm looking for. A unique story that only can be experienced here.
Logan is an experienced storyteller. I read several of his articles even before he became a guest.
Oh, thanks, Jamar.
And the story about the family of elves was very amusing.
Yeah, you know, a good story sells anything. And you gotta admit, I almost had you buying those candles.
Well, personally, I would have focused more on the candles. Speaking of, Dad. What's going on with these candles?
Ellie picks up a couple of white candles.
I'm having trouble with the antique molds. Candles aren't turning out as well.
Is everything okay?
Of course. I just have to work out the kinks. Candle making is not in my DNA like you or your mother. Bailey's, my wife's family, they were one of the original founders of Portsmouth. Always had a candle cottage on the property. We've upgraded over the years, but always a work in progress. And that is what is so wonderful about Christmas. Everything works out.
I totally agree. I mean, this article almost didn't come together. And then I found Jamar in the 11th hour.
You know, I actually wanted to talk more about you. Logan? Are you a responsible person? Like, have you ever left the door unlocked or keys in the car, stove on?
Forgive her, she has always been cautious. Logan is responsible. He even loves my Christmas cocoa.
You've already made him Christmas cocoa?
Ellie looks at her dad.
How long have you been here?
A week. But when you know, right, Jamar? Best buds.
And, how long does it take to write an article?
Ah, well, it takes time to find my focus, and with so many things going on, it's hard to choose, but it makes life interesting.
Well, break's over. I must get back to my candle making. I'm behind.
Well, how behind?
Oh, I still have 10 orders to fill before Christmas, and many more to deliver.
Jamar picks up a box.
Ah, these go to the tavern?
Oh, I'll take them. Gives me an excuse to see Mindy.
Well, how can I help?
You can, find your focus. I'll be back soon, Dad.
Nice meeting you.
Bye.
Ellie goes off. Now Ellie enters a cozy, ambitiously decorated pub. She sees her friend.
Ellie!
So good to see you.
They embrace.
So happy to see you. I come bearing gifts.
Ellie. Mindy.
Yes. I thought we were going to have to switch to all LEDs.
Oh, That is blasphemy.
Mindy takes out a candle.
Oh, well, your dad's just been pretty backed up.
So. Well, has it been that bad?
You know what? Christmas can be chaotic, and he's on his own now. Stuff happens. Sit, please.
How are you?
How is the glamorous world of fragrance?
Ellie gives Mindy a small bottle.
Nastiest new scent.
Mindy spritzes her wrist.
Am I an insider now?
Oh.
No, seriously, does this mean that I can brag about being on the cutting edge of beauty?
We'll see. I mean, I hope so. If she likes it, I'm off to Paris.
What? Paris? What would you be doing there?
Executive VP. Although, part of me will miss those late nights being creative in the lab.
Oh, and here I thought you were just drinking cosmos at some trendy club every night.
Oh, please, I'm in bed before the club's even open. But I do like a good cosmo. Or better yet, meaty cider.
Hold that thought.
Oh,
I'm keeping this.
Please, it's for you. I can't believe you still do that.
It's faster. All right.
She produces two mugs of cider.
My new Christmas cider.
They clink mugs, then take a sip.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Right?
So good.
We're premiering it at the Wassailing Party, which, by the way, I have invited the Historical Society this year. It's going to be big. You have to come.
I'll try. But I feel like my dad needs a lot of help.
Well, you're here, and you'll be a huge help, and we are also happy you're home for Christmas. How did you manage to get the time off?
Making up for my absence last year. I didn't want him to be alone. Little did I know he has a new best friend.
Yeah, the handsome Logan Osborne.
Wait, you've met him?
Sure. Hey, it's big news to have a writer from Travel Week in town. Also, I wanted him to mention the tavern, so I thought maybe you could bring that up, you know, give you a chance to chat.
Oh, pass. I am not even going there.
Yeah, too bad about the hot man staying in your house who your dad loves.
Sad.
What more do you want for Christmas there, Greedy?
All I want for Christmas is a promotion to Paris.
Yeah, it's the 21st century. You can have it all.
I did have it all. Not possible.
Ugh, Tyler. That's ancient history. Don't let the past get in the way of your Christmas present.
Well, I wish the past didn't linger in the present. But, on the bright side, Tyler did teach me a valuable lesson. Never be someone's option.
Amen.
Again, they clink their mugs.
But you still have to at least flirt with Logan. I mean, it's Christmas. Give me something.
Mindy!
What? It's flirting.
I just got here.
Come on.
Later that night, Ellie walks down the street.
Hey, wait up.
Logan appears. Ellie.
Are you following me?
No, I'm riding.
Logan.
You're walking.
They walk.
It's all up here. I love bumping into familiar faces. That's what I love about small towns.
Oh, did you grow up in a big city?
Lots of them. My family moved around a lot. My dad was in the army.
Oh, is that why you became a travel writer?
Traveling part came easy, but I don't like to stick with one thing for too long. So that's probably why I haven't written my novel. I've never really had any roots, so the idea of staying in one place for too long, it's not for me. Mm. How about you? Your dad says you're the best at making candles. Mm. How come he's running the business and not you?
Short answer, I wanted more. And as a rebellious teen, I couldn't very well follow in my mom's footsteps, even though she tried. And right after I graduated with my degree in chemistry, I got a job offer from Nastya.
The supermodel?
Yes, it's a big global brand. Candle making in Portsmouth just didn't have the same appeal.
But it's your family's legacy. I mean, that's special. And who knows, you could have taken to the world stage.
Probably best I didn't. My mom was a tough act to follow, and she had a gift. She would always say, one candle can defy any darkness.
Wow, that is beautiful. I'm going to use that in a story someday. Thank you, Sarah Reddy.
How do you know her name?
Oh, your dad talks about her a lot. It's nice.
They stop in front of a shop window.
I keep hearing about these Christmas candles. Jamar said that they started from your mom's side of the family.
Yeah, the Christmas candles. I didn't see any in the workshop. Surely there must be orders for them.
No idea.
And my mom didn't start the Christmas candle tradition. But she loved the fable.
You mean the folklore about the Christmas couple? They were supposed to get married on Christmas Day. The groom got lost in a snowstorm, but the bride had unwavering faith, so she made candles and lit an entire evergreen to guide him home on Christmas Day. And she made a wish, right?
Wow. You really do your research.
Well, there's different variations, but everyone agrees it happened.
And according to my mom, the candle has a secret ingredient that, when burned on Christmas, grants wishes. That's the fairy tale part.
You don't believe it?
Well, of course not. It's not realistic. But she did. That's why she made the candles. To honor the couple. That was her fantasy. I never got into it. Would you like a ride home?
No, I'm good. I like to walk.
Okay. Good night, Logan.
Good night, Ellie.
Ellie goes off. Later that night at the Candle Cottage, Jamar is sweeping the floor. Ellie enters the shop.
Hey, Dad.
Hey, Ellie.
Ellie.
Are you not making Christmas candles this year?
I tried.
Jamar.
They came out all wrong.
Sets his broom aside.
Horrible. I can't figure it out. I'm missing some key ingredient.
Well, I'm sure Mom wrote it down somewhere.
I looked everywhere. I was hoping you may know.
No, we were supposed to make them together last Christmas, but...
I thought I could figure it out before this Christmas.
Jamar picks up a thin green taper candle.
I only have that one left.
Ellie takes the candle.
Tell me the truth. How is the business doing?
I don't think it can survive till next Christmas. We lost too many orders and the Haggerty's account.
Dad, that's our biggest account.
I tried to keep them, but they only want Christmas candles.
Well, we can't lose Mom's legacy. Christmas would never be the same. I'll try and figure out the formula, and I'll see what I can do about finding another buyer.
That would be a Christmas miracle. I'm so glad you're home. Oh.
Jamar embraces Ellie.
Why don't you go to bed? I'll clean up.
He releases the embrace.
Okay.
Good night, Ellie.
Jamar exits the shop.
Dad!
Ellie rushes outside.
Dad!
She finds Jamar on the ground.
Okay.
Ellie helps Jamar to his feet.
Let's get you inside.
He cradles his wrist. Now in the house.
I can't believe I slipped.
Jamar.
You know, I have cat-like reflexes.
Dad.
Ellie.
Even a lion would slip on ice.
Wraps his wrist.
Okay, this doesn't look too bad, but we should still get it checked out.
It'll be fine. I'm tough and I can't afford to be out of commission. I need to keep the few orders I do have.
I'll take over.
But it's your vacation.
It's all good. But if we're going to save this business, I need to find out that missing ingredient.
The next day, Ellie's at work in her dad's morning. Office. Logan enters.
Morning.
Ellie looks
Everything
up.
Okay?
Yeah, I'm just trying to make sense of this ordering system. My dad writes them down on whatever paper he has available. I mean, I found one order on a grocery receipt. No wonder the business is a mess.
She holds up the receipt.
It's going to take me hours to organize, and I still have candles to make.
Oh, well, you can start a simple e-com platform with an order fulfillment system.
A what? Sorry, I'm a chemist, not a member of the Geek Squad.
Don't worry about it. I'll whip something up.
Yo, it's fine. You don't have to save the day. You probably have work to do.
It's okay.
I am not slaying dragons over here. And distraction is part of my writing process. It helps when I have writer's block.
That is a strange philosophy. But I won't turn down free work.
Wait, there's no pay?
Just kidding, just kidding. Come on, give me those receipts.
Ellie hands Logan the receipts.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
He pins them on a bulletin board.
Oh, who's this pretty lady?
That is my great-great-great-grandmother, Abigail. My mom was obsessed with her.
Why?
Well,
photo of Abigail.
She was amazing.
Pinned to the bulletin board.
At the turn of the century, during the height of the Industrial Revolution, when other people were opening sweatshops, Abigail opened the manor to immigrants of all races, religions, and creeds. And she gave them jobs. Some at the cider mill, some making candles, with a living wage and safe working conditions, and not just a place to sleep, but to call home. Not permanent, but enough to give them a leg up in their new life.
Huh. Wow, that is amazing.
Right? My mom always thought the Christmas candle tradition started with her and her husband Benjamin.
Wait, that's the folklore about the couple that was lost in the snow?
Yeah, she had this crazy idea that it could be them, but I doubt it.
Why not?
Well, first of all, there's no record of it actually ever happening. I think it's just one of those stories that we tell at Christmas time to make us feel good. I mean, but we do know that Abigail did make candles and give them to everyone in town as Christmas presents. And our candle started as an homage to her.
Do you mind?
Yeah, sure.
Logan pulls the photo off the bulletin board. A sketch falls to the floor and he picks it up.
What's this?
Okay, this was
sketch
found
of a locket.
With some water damage letters in the manor. My mom was convinced the locket belonged to Abigail and she was intent on finding it.
Did she?
She thought she found it online in an auction, but she was outbid. Hang on, my dad had a picture somewhere, I think. Ah, look, here.
Perfect match.
Right?
Ellie takes a picture from a drawer.
I always wanted to find it for her.
That's special, huh?
It meant a lot to her. Not sure why, but I felt it too.
What if it's true? What if Benjamin and Abigail are the Christmas couple?
Well, you would solve a great mystery.
This would be great for my article. Do you mind if I make copies of this?
No, knock yourself out. Oh, and if you stumble on any secret ingredient to the Christmas candle, that would be helpful.
Wait, you don't know the recipe? What would Abigail say?
Hopefully apologize for never writing it down.
Ouch, that's cold.
Logan exits. Later that night, the candle shop. Ellie sniffs a vial of liquid. She's at work in the candle cottage, surrounded by lit candles, making candles. Ellie stirs the hot wax. Carefully, she ladles wax into a silver pitcher. Then she pours the wax into a mold. Logan walks toward the cottage. Through the window, he sees Ellie at work, bathed in candlelight. Logan enters the cottage.
Hey.
Ellie looks up.
Hi, I was,
She unmolds a pair of red candles.
Just finishing up here.
Joined at the wick.
Take your time.
The cottage is now organized.
Wow, you really got a lot done.
Yeah, I hope I got these orders right.
Wow. You Baileys really do have a magic touch. I mean, Jamar is nice and all, but doesn't have quite the same finesse.
How do you mean?
I mean, the wicks are perfectly straight, and there's no seam from the cast. It's immaculate. That just doesn't happen.
Yeah, it takes a lot of patience. You really do notice the details.
Yeah, blame it on the day job. I got all your orders organized.
Really?
Yeah.
Logan takes out his laptop. He shows Ellie what he's done.
Wow, I can actually read that.
Here's the admin, and you can see your orders in real time.
Wait, can my dad work this?
If he can play solitaire, he can use this.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah, no problem.
Logan snaps the laptop closed.
So I found out some more info on Abigail and Benjamin. Turns out Benjamin had no status at all.
Huh. Scandalous.
Yes. I mean, he must have done something to win the family over. I mean, they got married, right?
No, here's the real question. Did you find anything on the Christmas candle? Because I have been dissecting all day and I still can't figure out one ingredient. Now, it's different than the other candles, both in its texture and the scent.
Well, there can't be that many options. I mean, maybe it's whale blubber. You got any of that laying around?
No, it's definitely not that.
The more I research Christmas candles, the more I think it's more than just an homage. I mean, maybe we could dig a little deeper when you have some time.
There is no we in this. This is your article.
But it's your family. And I really think there's a story here. You know, this could be the greatest romance ever told.
Well, if you write it, it'll be the greatest romance ever sold. There's a difference. Fables are fiction told for entertainment purposes only.
Yeah, well, I'm gonna prove.
Ellie puts on her coat.
Some fables are real.
Okay, then happy writing. And
she picks up a box.
Thanks again for the website.
Yeah, there's nothing.
Bye.
See you later.
Ellie exits. The next day, Ellie arrives at Mindy's Tavern.
Ooh, cider and caroling? Love the wassailing setup.
Ellie.
Thank you.
Mindy.
Let's hope the tourism board agrees.
Look, made something for you.
The new Christmas candle?
Ellie opens the box.
Not exactly. I'm still working on those. But I made these this morning, and I thought that they would be a perfect match for wassailing.
Yes, they smell like...
Mindy sniffs the red candles.
Christmas tree and a hint of orange.
Bingo.
It's perfect. I'm going to need more for Saturday.
Well, with my new ordering system, I think I can handle it. Check it out.
Ellie shows Mindy the website on her phone.
Wow, when did you have time to do all this?
Logan did it.
Logan. What a prince. Bring him to wassailing.
No, I am not asking him out.
The man is writing an article on Christmas traditions. Wassailing is a classic. You'd be doing him a favor.
Oh.
And me. Stay on the nice list.
I'll see you Saturday, Mindy.
Naughty.
Ellie goes off. Later at Jamar's house.
Dad.
Ellie.
You should be resting.
I'm not in a body cast.
Oh, and he's really good at telling me what to do.
You have to get the right balance.
Okay, please. Dad, take a seat.
Logan decorates.
Thank you. Here. I'll swap you. You do the mantle, and I...
Ellie picks up a box. She swaps boxes with Logan.
Oh, these are nice.
Logan's about to put candles in a candlestick.
No, the Christmas candles go in there. It's tradition.
Yeah, Mom made a special pair specifically for those candlesticks. Where are they?
Let me check if there are more boxes.
Okay.
Jamar gets up.
Where did you get these?
Logan examines a candlestick.
Mom says they were a family heirloom, but who knows?
Well, this is a genuine maker's mark.
Logan looks at the bottom of the candlestick.
This will give you insight to when and where it was made.
Really? How do you know?
I got a buddy out in Vegas who deals with antiques and special metals. I've helped him research a few pieces. He might be able to help.
Another one of your distractions?
I like backstories. Besides, these might be more than just candlesticks. I mean, and why do you put Christmas candles in them? And where does the tradition come from?
Well, maybe you should be in the press corps.
No more boxes.
Really?
Ah.
Logan checks his phone.
My buddy said he'll send me a list of appraisers later. Might be able to find out the history on them. Can I borrow them?
Sure, if you can find out where they were made, take them. I'd love to know.
No. These candlesticks are not leaving my sight.
Your mom knew they were special. Maybe now we can find out why.
Fine. Call the appraisers first. If they can help, then we'll visit.
Great. How about tomorrow?
I can't. I have a meeting at Seaport Souvenirs tomorrow. Potential new buyers.
Oh, can I tag along?
Why?
Research. And I love souvenir shops. I love finding keychains with my name on it. It gives me a thrill.
Fine. But no chiming in, please.
next day, Logan and Ellie arrive at the Seaport Souvenir Shop. They browse.
Oh, look, a story.
Logan.
Bet these sell.
Ship-safe candles.
We'll be different.
Ellie moves further into the shop. The shop owner greets her.
Ellie! Nice to meet you.
Thank you so much for making time, Jack. I know Christmas owner. Is your busy season.
My pleasure.
Logan looks at a keychain with his name on it.
Did you want to purchase?
No, I'm good, thanks.
Logan puts the keychain down.
This is Logan Osborne.
Logan Osborne, the trauma writer?
You know him too?
We're thrilled that you're covering our little New Hampshire at Christmas. My wife and I are big fans of yours. We follow you on social media.
So, should we talk candles?
Yeah, right this way.
Okay.
Logan, are you coming?
Yeah.
Great. Oh, and keychains are on the house. Take as many as you'd like.
Ellie and Logan gesture to each other. They follow Jack into his office.
In the air, it's starting to feel.
A little later.
Great stuff, Ellie, but
Jack.
I prefer something a little extraordinary for Christmas. You understand.
Of course.
Ellie.
Thanks anyway, Jack. I'll be in touch. Maybe you'll change your mind.
And Logan, good luck with that article. I can't wait to read it.
Great meeting you.
Logan.
You too have a Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.
Ellie and Logan are on their way out of the shop. Logan pauses to look at a keychain.
Don't.
Extraordinary.
Logan holds up the keychain. Ellie's name is on it. Now back at Jamar's house. Jamar greets Ellie.
You're back early.
Jamar.
Where's Logan?
Ellie.
Seaport was a bust.
Ellie shakes her head.
Don't worry. We'll make it work. We survived worse.
Yeah, but this was Mom's legacy. I feel like I'm letting her down, like it's all my fault.
You could never let her down.
You're being nice. I know she was disappointed when I chose New York, and I never helped her make Christmas candles. She wanted to pass on the torch, and I wasn't there.
She may have had hopes, but she wanted you to fulfill your dreams.
Oh, I miss her.
Jamar hugs Ellie.
Me too. Every day. And especially now. You know, I met her my first Christmas in this country. Mm-hmm. I'll never forget seeing her for the first time in the window of the cottage, making that candle I had ordered for Amma in Cochin. I couldn't tell where the flame began or ended. She was just this beautiful kaleidoscope.
I could sure use some of her light right now.
You were her light.
Thanks, Dad.
Again, Jamar hugs Ellie. Now back in the candle cottage, Ellie searches through boxes. She finds a block of green wax and sniffs it. Ellie answers her phone. It's Andrew. Ellie.
Hey, Andrew.
Andrew.
Hey, I have news from Nastia.
She picked Eric.
Intercuts.
No, not exactly. Eric hasn't sent his in yet.
So, is this good news?
I would say it's horrific news. Nastia tried your send and she had a complete emotional breakdown. I'm talking hyperventilating the whole nine yards.
I don't understand.
Apparently she got locked inside an IKEA when she was a child, and they found her hiding under the blankets of a pine bedset, of all things.
This isn't happening.
Yes, it is happening. A couple of Ativans and a few martinis later, she calmed down, but I guess she's been in group therapy for this for years.
Okay.
Anyway, I covered for you, all right? I told her that you accidentally took your scent with you and that you'd be sending it in.
No, but that was my scent. I worked on it for months.
Well, you can't admit to that because she'll report you for a chemical attack.
Okay, so, I have to make an entirely new scent. How much time do I have?
Before Christmas.
This is gonna take a Christmas miracle.
Yeah, well, if anyone can do it, you can, all right? I'll have the labs open for you 24/7.
No, I have to stay here. I can manage.
Okay, Well, see, the thing is it's got to smell like Christmas, right? It's got to smell like Christmas, okay? Just make sure of that.
But not an actual Christmas tree.
No, not a Christmas tree, okay? It cannot smell like a Christmas tree. Let's stay away from that.
Okay, thanks, Andrew. I'll get to work.
Look, I know this whole thing is very strange, it's very weird, but let's just keep our eyes on the prize here, okay? Eyes on the prize, Paris. Think about Paris, all right? I believe in you.
Andrew hangs up. Ellie hangs up.
What smells like Christmas?
Bare branches overlap a full moon in a night sky. Later that night, Ellie's still at work in the candle shop. Logan enters with a couple of mugs.
From the house.
Logan.
Your dad's hot cocoa?
Oh, yes, please. Thank you.
Welcome.
About to drink, wait. Ellie smells the cocoa.
Do you think this smells like Christmas?
I think it smells like hot chocolate.
Logan sniffs.
Yeah, of course.
Working on a new candle?
No, perfume. My boss called. Apparently, Nastia got lost in an IKEA as a kid and now has PTSD from a pine bedroom suite.
What?
I just want to ask. The point is, I have until Christmas Eve to make a brand new perfume.
6 days?
Yeah.
Ah, it's okay. Van Gogh painted sunflowers in 4 days, and Stallone wrote Rocky in 3 days. Masterpieces don't have to take that long. You're in good company.
I certainly am.
They sip their cocoa.
What's this?
Logan picks up the block of green
wax.
Some
old wax I found in my mom's storage.
Oh. Do you think you can make any candles?
Maybe two.
Ellie sniffs a couple of small bottles.
Do you want to make a candle?
I would love to. I mean, it'd be great research for my article. Christmas by candlelight. Oh. And I can prove to you that distractions are good for creative process.
Okay, fine. Fine, I could use a break from perfume making.
All right.
Okay, take your coat off, have a seat at the station. I'll get you an apron.
Ellie sniffs a beaker, then sets it aside.
All right, here, this should fit.
She hands Logan an apron.
I need a little help?
Yeah, sure.
He puts it on and she ties it from behind. Logan sits down at the workstation surrounded by candles.
All right. So now you are going to pick up the wax and with this shaver, shave it into the pot.
Logan starts to shave the wax.
Whoa. Slow down. This is art.
What's this scent anyway?
It wasn't labeled, but maybe bayberry? Do you mind?
No, please.
Okay, let me show you. So it's better if you hold it like this, and then if you just put a little bit of pressure, yeah, and that's it. Let it slide down the wax.
They lean in close to each other.
All right, so now we're going to take the wooden spoon, going to give it a stir.
Their fingers touch as they stir the pot together.
Of course, you'll feel it's quite thick at the bottom. You want to really make sure all that heat. This, but be careful, hold it by the handle because it's going to be very hot. Now ladle this wax into
Ellie ladles the wax into a metal pitcher. Now Ellie comes around to the other side of the workstation.
I am going to hold these wicks straight. And you're going to very carefully...
In the mold.
Pour that hot wax into this mold.
That's Logan carefully pours the wax into the mold.
Very good. Oh, really trust you.
This is actually really fun.
Yeah. That's good. Oh, perfect. Perfect. Just hold these straight.
Ellie releases the wicks.
Once they've cooled.
Now she pulls the hardened candles out of the mold.
Wow.
Very good for a first try. Follow me.
Logan follows her to the other side of the cottage.
And here, I'll let you do the honors. Just make sure they're perfectly balanced here.
Ellie shows him how to hang the candles.
And let them dry overnight.
This is a long process.
The best things in life usually are. They take time to follow through.
That's hard in a world of instant gratification.
Well, patience is also an art.
Ellie picks up her cocoa.
How do you think candles stood the test of time?
Well, my mom used to say candles are a reflection of ourselves. Here.
Ellie picks up a green candle.
The wax is the body, the wick is the mind, and together they give home to the flame, the spark of life, and the heart. The heart is the candle's love.
And that's how it defies darkness.
And why it stands the test of time. Each candle is different, but they all serve the same purpose.
Is that what makes them special at Christmas?
She puts the candle back. Logan and Ellie stand close together.
Yeah, that is what makes them special.
They turn to face each other. They both lean in for a kiss. Ellie turns away.
Candles are here to stay. I'll put that in my article.
Yes, they have exceptional longevity.
Especially that bayberry wax. How old do you think that is?
Oh, of course.
Ellie picks up the green candle.
Of course. It's been in front of me the whole time. Bayberry grows on the property. This is it. This is the missing ingredient.
Did we just make Christmas candles?
I think so.
Ellie jumps into Logan's arms.
Sorry. I'm so excited.
I'm just happy I could help.
You know what?
She steps back.
I could use more of your help. I have to make candles for Wassling at the tavern. Are you in?
On two conditions. One, I get to keep one. And two, we get to go Wassling afterwards.
Yes and yes. Sit down. I'm gonna give you some more wax.
I see how this is.
Yeah. Okay.
Now in the house. Jamar listens to music on a gramophone. He stands beside the gramophone looking down at a large photograph. Ellie enters carrying a wooden crate.
I've always loved that song.
Ellie.
Oh, are all those one order?
Jamar.
Making Wassling extra special.
You got those done all so quick.
Well, I had some help, actually.
Are the candles ready yet?
Yeah.
I would have helped you bring these in.
That's okay. Look.
Ellie pops open the box. Jamar takes a candle out and examines it.
So, what do you think, Jamar? Can I add candle maker to my resume?
Very good. Better than me.
But wait, I have a real Christmas surprise. Ready?
Ellie holds up the green candles.
Are these Christmas candles?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I found some extra wax, and Logan helped me find the missing ingredient. Bayberry.
Bayberry. Of course.
Jamar puts the candles in the candlesticks.
Now Christmas is complete. You can make more.
Oh, yeah. I've made some for Mindy, and I've already picked more bayberry and have started the process of turning it into wax.
Wait, let's light them.
Oh, no. I don't want to be late for Mindy. Dad, are you riding with us?
I think I'll sit this one out, what with my injured whistling hand and all.
Jamar holds up his hand.
Dad, you've always been such a terrible liar. What are you up to?
I'm just needing to do some more decorating. Go.
Okay.
Enjoy your date.
They head for the door.
What? Oh, no. It's not a date.
Yeah, certainly not a date.
No.
Two beautiful young people out for a night of fun and merriment. Nothing like a date. I don't know why I thought that.
Bye, Dad.
Joker.
Enjoy the wassailing.
Magic is they exit. Straight now at Mindy's tavern. Covering everything. Ellie and Logan are seated at a table. Logan.
This is a great turnout.
Yeah.
Oh, that must be the tourism board. Very festive.
They look at a group wearing ugly Christmas sweaters.
Christmas sweaters? I thought they'd be wearing suits or something.
Ugly? I think it's quite stylish. Okay, so I guess it's a good thing I didn't wear my light-up reindeer ears.
Very good thing.
Mindy appears.
I feel like we need to liven things up. Why don't you do the Yuletide blessing?
Serving drinks.
Come on, you are a Bailey.
No way, Mindy.
Bah humbug to you. You are just lucky that I love these new Christmas candles so much.
You're welcome.
Mindy goes off.
Yuletide blessing.
When Portsmouth was first being settled, the Lord and Lady of every manor would give a blessing to the people. Going door to door, singing carols, drinking cider.
Wow, true Christmas tradition.
And my mom would do it every year. She was a total natural. That's not me.
Hey, don't sell yourself short. Only you could have found Bayberry.
I think the Bayberry found me.
All right, so now that you've made Christmas candles, what's going to be your Christmas wish? Ah, romance.
You know, some of us just want a successful career.
Well, you know, you can have it all.
Not in my experience.
So bleak.
No, look, I thought I had it, fairy tale and all. But let's just say my ex preferred to be a free agent.
Skeptic candle maker. Doesn't expect him to come back in the storm. True statement?
Snow is pretty, but it clouds the judgment. I find tropical climates more practical.
So why not do both? That's what I do. A nomad.
But don't you ever get lonely on the road?
No. I guess I've always been a grass is greener kind of guy. And I know better, you know, grass is just grass. But, you know, when you're always on the move, relationships are hard.
And you never want a place to call home?
Someday. When I find it.
But imagine what you could accomplish if you stayed in one place. You know, the grass becomes a garden. I bet you'd find that novel idea a lot easier if you did.
Ellie, I think great stories are like love. You don't go looking for them. They'll find you.
You're leaving.
Mindy returns.
What do I do? Comp the more drinks? Dance a ceremonial jig?
Calm down.
I'm just saying, if your mom were here, she would say the blessing, tell a great story, and bring down the house.
Ellie gulps down her drink.
What are you doing?
Then she gulps down another.
I'm not sure.
Ellie picks up a glass, stands, turns, and bumps into a man in an ugly Christmas sweater.
So sorry.
She dabs at the spill on his chest. The man glares at her.
I'll give this right back.
She takes his hat, putting it on her head. Then Ellie climbs up onto a table. She stomps a foot on the table.
The Lady of Bayberry Hill.
Ellie.
Wishes to bestow a blessing. May love and joy come to you on this eve of wassailing. Drink from my cup.
Ellie takes a drink.
Woo! And may Yuletide blessings shower you and yours as the falling snow.
Jack is among the crowd applauding. The man in the ugly Christmas sweater holds a hand out to Ellie.
May your voices rise up in song to the heavens.
Wow. Yeah. The crowd's losing interest. Logan stands up to save the day.
Here we come a-wassailing among the leaves so green. Here we come
others join.
So fair to be seen. Love and joy come to you, and to you your wassail too. And God bless you and send you a happy new year. And God send you a happy new year.
The hat is returned to the man in the ugly Christmas sweater. Sometime later, Ellie and Logan return home. They get out of the car.
Wow.
The tree outside the house is all lit up.
This was one of my mom's Christmas traditions. I can't believe my dad did all this.
I love your family traditions. It's nice.
Yeah.
Imagine when they used to use real candles to decorate these trees.
But I bet it was a lot less safe.
Yeah. Hey, do you want to go for a drive tomorrow?
I have to check my schedule.
Oh, such a busy lady.
Well, I've got so many orders to fulfill now, thanks to you.
Well, I hope you like it.
They head into the house. The next day, Ellie and Logan enter a shop. They're greeted by the shopkeeper.
Hi, welcome. How can I help you?
Hi, I'm Logan Osborne.
Logan.
I believe I spoke to you over the phone.
Right, about the candlesticks.
Yeah.
All righty.
Oh.
The shopkeeper examines a candlestick.
What do you think?
Oh, my. Well, this is very interesting. This is clearly very special. Would you be willing to sell or trade? I don't know, maybe an engagement ring?
Oh, no.
Oh, no, no, no.
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 Yeah.
Actually, they're a family heirloom.
Ellie.
Her family's from around here.
Really? The silversmith didn't make many pieces, but they were all a variety.
Wait, do you know his name?
Yeah, Bailey. Benjamin Bailey. You know him?
I'm related.
Oh, well, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
Listen, let me go in the back. Sometimes you can find pieces and found lists, registries. Let me take a look.
Okay, thank you. I can't believe these candlesticks go back to Abigail and Benjamin. No, seriously, I thought 1940s tops. My mom would be over the moon right now.
Aren't you glad you came?
Yes.
Well, like I said,
the shopkeeper returns.
Pieces. Oh. This is a list of everything that's registered.
But this is just a series of numbers. Is there any way of finding out what the objects are?
I'm afraid not.
Well, we're looking specifically for a locket with a Christmas tree engraved on it. Do you think any of these might be it?
Maybe. There's just no way of knowing.
Well, this is still incredible to have. Thank you so much. My family makes candles as an homage to the candle couple.
I love that story. Oh, it gives me faith that anything is possible at Christmas.
Here, please.
Ellie gives the shopkeeper a green candle.
That's so kind of you. Thank you so much.
Of course.
Yeah, there's something about that scent. It just reminds me of Christmas.
The warm bayberry mixed with the cool metal.
Logan and Ellie look at each other.
Wait a minute.
Oh, sounds like you have a lead.
Yeah, I don't know if this will help, but Benjamin's shop was in Richmond Hill, and the old inn, that's right, they might have records of Benjamin or his work, the gentleman who owns the place, a history fanatic, and he has an awful lot of documents and record books.
We've got to go.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Good luck.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
And thank you.
Sometime later, in Richmond Hill. Inside, a man is playing a fiddle. Logan and Ellie enter. The bartender slides a beer across the bar to a customer. Patrons dance to the music.
Welcome.
Barkeep.
Get you a drink. I recommend Washington's Eggnog.
As in George Washington?
Is there another? His very own Christmas recipe.
Oh, do please.
Hi. I'm going to join you and make a treat. For you.
The barkeep pours the eggnog.
And for you. And
a patron tosses back shots.
Three. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
They toast with eggnog. Ellie chokes on hers.
Now I know how they stay warm on the battlefield.
Yes, sir. And the rest, as they say, is history. You two need menus?
Actually, we're here digging up some local history.
Well, you came to the right place. My family has owned this tavern since it was built in the 1700s.
Well, a silversmith made this around 1880. His maker's mark is on the back.
May I?
Please.
The barkeep looks at the candlestick.
He had a shop in Richmond Hill. His name was Benjamin Bailey.
Well, if I recall, the Baileys used to own Bayberry Hill in Portsmouth.
She's Bailey. We're trying to find out more about her ancestry.
Bailey, huh? Nah, come with me. I'll show you the good stuff. You can come too. Follow me.
They follow the barkeep into the bowels of the tavern.
Right down here. Watch your step. Well, you should be able to find more information about Bailey down here.
Ellie looks around.
I'm also writing an article about a young couple that got married on Christmas Day. Story goes that the groom got lost in a snowstorm and the bride lit a Christmas candle to guide him home. Do you know anything about that?
Well, we have a few stories of men getting lost in snowstorms. Hmm. You're welcome to search if you have the perseverance to find it. But please, join us when you're done.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks.
Have fun.
If you need anything, name's Elijah.
You know, the Christmas party sounds a lot more fun.
Oh, no. You brought us here. We should at least try. Maybe we'll find something interesting.
They start looking through the filing cabinets.
Come on.
Here, help.
Thank you.
Ellie finds some sheet music.
What is that?
It's a song sheet about candlesticks. Hmm. Oh, through the snow and darkness of the night, the candlestick man fell to the cold winter's blight. Struck down to his knees, his flame near extinguished, the locket he made he let go and relinquished.
Do you think this is about Benjamin and Abigail?
Now back in the tap room. Elijah.
I remember this song. This could be about a real person. Most of the ones written in this era were.
What era is that?
Oh, 1860s, maybe 70s. It was a popular pub song, especially at Christmas.
It has to be about Benjamin and Abigail. I mean, it even talks about the locket.
Too bad we didn't have the locket and could just check the maker's mark. I mean, otherwise this is all wishful thinking.
Well, if you're looking for a story about a locket, you should go to Mrs. Waterford's. It was a boarding house between here and Portsmouth. They have a beautiful holiday light walk, weekends only. One of their displays is a locket of love. Maybe it'll help your search.
When is your article due?
December 24th. We can make it. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas.
Cheers.
Good luck. Bottoms up.
They drink more eggnog.
Oh, that'll put hair on your chest.
Thank you.
Later, back at the candle cottage, Ellie lights candles.
Good morning.
Logan enters.
Morning.
Are we ready to land a new client?
Yes, I am.
All right. So, who are we meeting with?
Oh, Jane Mitchell from Rockaway Resorts.
Logan looks around.
What about the Christmas candle?
Oh, no, Rockaway is very high-end. They're not interested in stories. So I am just going to stick to the basics.
Okay, then. Oh, by the way, I talked to my buddy about your locket. I emailed him a copy of the auction photo. I'm hoping he can track down some details.
Oh, I hope so. I'm rooting for them.
Yeah, I'm hoping he can give us a lead.
Yeah. How does everything look?
Oh, great.
I don't know why. I'm so nervous.
Don't be.
The man from Mindy's Tavern enters.
Mr. Busby.
Jane normally does the buying for my resorts, but after your
Busby
intriguing performance at Wassailing, I thought I'd come down and check out a little local history for myself.
Your Rockaway Resorts.
I prefer Raymond.
Raymond. Absolutely. It's so nice to see you again.
They shake hands.
Please, right this way.
Ellie shows Raymond the candles.
So, as you can see, we have a variety of candles in various scents and colors for every season. They are all non-toxic and vegan and cruelty-free. Everything we make here is done on the premises, as it has been for...
I am so sorry to interrupt, but I just found these last two candles. The historical Bayberry candles. I'm writing an article about them for Travel League magazine.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
I've heard about you.
Oh, but Ellie, you want to tell them the story?
I know the story.
But have you heard the truth, Ellie?
My family comes from a long line of candle makers. Abigail Bailey was the first, and she would make Bayberry candles and give them to everyone in town. And the legend is that Bayberry holds magic that makes Christmas wishes come true.
Ah, Lady of Bayberry Hill. I didn't know you were magic as well as clumsy.
Oh, well, the magic comes from the candles. The clumsiness is all me, unfortunately.
Go on.
A couple were separated by a terrible snowstorm right before they were to be married.
On Christmas Day.
Of course.
Right. Everyone feared the worst. But the bride had unwavering faith that her groom would return.
So she lights a candle.
Yes, but not just any candle. She lit a bayberry candle, and she made a wish. It inspired the whole town. They all light their bayberry candles to help him find his way. And on Christmas Eve, he returned and married the love of his life.
And you're saying this Abigail, your ancestor, was the bride in the story? And the reason your family makes candles.
I am.
Well, true or not, it does make you believe in Christmas magic. There's one thing I've learned in the hotel business. It's that fantasy sells. Resorts or candles. I'm in. Package these with the story. Who wouldn't love a Christmas wish with their candle? I can pair it with a coupon for cider from Portsmouth Tavern.
Absolutely. That is a great idea.
That's good cider. I've worn it myself.
I am so sorry about that.
Later, Jamar's house, the living room.
Take a bow.
Ellie.
You were right. The story sold the candles.
Ellie slaps his legs and he puts his feet down.
I won't boast too much, but maybe just one.
Logan.
I told you so.
Ellie sits.
Deserve it.
The only thing I didn't notice, the love in your eyes when you're making candles, it's different than when you're making perfume.
So what are you trying to say?
I'm saying you should follow your heart.
Oh, like you. Bouncing around wherever your heart desires sounds like more of a fear of commitment.
Ouch. Why stay where you're unhappy?
How do you know I'm unhappy?
At the risk of sounding like a pretentious writer,
mm-hmm.
Nothing could hold a flame to the light in your eyes when you are making a candle.
Logan holds Ellie's gaze for a moment.
We still need to light those.
Yeah, definitely. See if Chris's wishes come true.
Okay.
They cross to the fireplace. Ellie takes out a match, strikes it, and lights one of the candles in the candlesticks. She passes the match to Logan, and he lights the second candle. Logan blows out the match.
So, what did you wish for? Candle company's back on track.
That's true. I guess finding the perfect Christmas perfume, but I think I already have. So I guess I'm wishing for, I wish that, that my new perfume gets me my promotion. What did you wish for?
I wish to finish my novel.
Well, I hope we both get our Christmas wishes.
Ellie looks at the candles on the mantle. Logan snaps a photo.
Oh, you didn't?
Oh, yeah, I did.
Oh.
It looks so good, though.
He looks at the photo on his phone.
So what do you think? Will Mrs. Waterford unlock the mystery once and for all?
I hope so. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, me too.
Later, Mindy and Ellie are in a Christmas tree lot.
Okay, I'm going to find the best tree, and you're going to help me decorate it.
I can't.
Ellie.
Really?
Mindy.
Why not? Does it have anything to do with a certain writer? I knew you two would hit it off.
We're friends.
Really? Because your dad says he's coming to Christmas dinner.
No. He's helping me make candles, and I'm helping him with his article on the candle couple. That's it.
Well, I still like the sound of it. Seriously, it's like the universe is gifting you your very own Christmas romance. Just like the famous candle couple. Follow your heart, Lily. Come on, it's Christmas.
Later that night, Ellie's at work in the candle cottage. She blows on some hot wax. Logan enters holding a bottle of champagne. Logan.
So I know you're technically still working, but I just really want to celebrate your new Christmas scent.
Oh, no, it's perfect timing. It's just cooling.
Great, then let's celebrate.
Okay, yes.
Logan opens the champagne.
Nice.
He pours them each a glass.
To success.
To success.
They clink glasses. Then they drink.
Let's go by the fire.
Okay. So prepared.
They sit down near the wood stove.
So, do you want to try it?
I'm more of a cologne guy. I think my robust masculinity might drown out the smell.
Ellie puts some perfume on her wrist. She waves her wrist around a moment. Logan takes her hand and sniffs her wrist.
Sweet. With a hint of cool.
That's the part you inspired. When we were at the Silversmith, you said that bayberry and silver reminded you of Christmas. And so it inspired me to mix bayberry with a cool metallic edge. I'm calling it Bayberry Hill.
That's great.
Too bad nobody will know its origin story.
What? Why? You created it.
Yeah, but this is Nastia's company. I'm just a small part of her empire.
You are way more than that. And you should claim it. It's your family legacy.
I mean, sure, it stings, but what can I do? We both know the truth. That's all that matters, right?
As long as you're happy, I am.
Oh, you are a popular guy.
Social media never stops. That scent is great. I think you're going to Paris.
You're very confident.
Once again, Logan sniffs Ellie's wrist.
Some things you can just feel.
The next day, outside the house, Jamar joins Ellie. Jamar.
Hi.
I made eggnog.
I'll be in a minute.
Ellie, they look at the tall evergreen.
Mother loved this tree. You remember that one Christmas where you woke up and you thought all your presents were gone?
Yeah, and she put them under this tree. And we all sat around at Christmas morning and opened presents. Dad, Mom said Abigail and Benjamin got married under an evergreen. Do you think it was this one?
Not sure. Would be my pick.
Raymond Busby made a huge order for next year.
Your mom would be so proud of you.
I feel like she's been with me this whole time. Guiding me. Oh, it's Andrew.
Ellie checks her phone.
We'll keep.
Okay.
Jamar goes off.
Hey, Andrew.
Andrew.
Are you ready for the best Christmas gift you could possibly imagine? December 23rd, remember this day.
Intercuts.
Loves Bayberry Hill, especially Nastia.
So does that mean?
I would say start packing in French, but I don't speak French, so I'll just say start packing.
Oh my God. This is really happening.
We'll work out all the details in January, but you nailed it, and I want you to take some time, relax, enjoy yourself, because you earned it.
Thank you, Andrew. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Andrew grabs a glass reindeer from his desk and spins in his chair. Exterior shot of Jamar's house. The tall evergreen is dusted with snow. Now nighttime, a car moves down a country road. Logan and Ellie arrive at Mrs. Waterford's light display.
So I heard you got your wish.
Logan.
Jamar told me.
Yeah.
Ellie.
Yes. So beautiful here.
They look at two green triangles lit up. the maker's mark.
Those triangles look familiar.
Flashback to Logan looking at the candlestick.
What are the odds? It can't be.
That's the maker's mark. The lock has got to be here.
They move toward the triangles.
Oh, man.
Logan snaps a photo.
You? Logan.
Ellie spots an older lady chatting with a guest.
Oh.
Logan and Ellie approach her.
You two here to get good luck from the Lover's Locket?
No. Actually, we just wanted to learn more about it.
Oh.
My name is Ellie. This is Logan. I'm actually from Portsmouth, and I've never heard about this.
I'm Agnes. I don't really advertise. It's a story from long ago that my family celebrates every Christmas. A traveler was stuck in a snowstorm. My great-great-grandparents found him and took him in. He offered them money, but they wouldn't accept it. They just wished him well for his safe return. That night, my great-great-grandmother was cleaning the bedding, and she found the most beautiful silver locket with a note.
Huh? You wouldn't happen to have a note?
Oh, no. Sadly lost to time.
But do you remember what it said?
I do. The traveler said, I can never repay you for giving me the most precious gift of all, my safe return to the love of my life. Will you please accept this small token of my gratitude? It came from my heart. Please keep it in yours.
Do you remember his name?
Oh, no, sadly, also lost to time. Would you like to see it?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Please.
What if Benjamin and Abigail are the candle couple? You would be the descendant of the greatest Christmas romance ever.
I'm nervous, Logan.
Why?
Because I don't want her to be wrong.
Oh, even if she got some of the facts wrong, Benjamin Maker's mark is here.
I'm not talking about Agnes.
Agnes returns with the locket. Ellie holds the locket in her hand. She opens it up. Inside are photos of two dogs.
Charles and Dickens. God rest their souls.
Ellie closes the locket.
It's not here.
There's no maker's mark.
The maker's mark, it's not here. I don't understand. Why do you have it on the fence if it's not on the locket?
Come again, dear.
The two triangles over there. Why?
Triangle? That's just a Christmas tree.
Is this even silver?
That is the Lover's Locket. I need to put it away again.
Agnes takes the locket and goes away.
This doesn't make any sense. Why would she have the two triangles all lit up?
She said it was a Christmas tree.
No, I don't believe it. Okay, the song, her story, the locket, the candlesticks.
They start to walk away.
It just doesn't add up.
Well, you know, sometimes we want to believe the fantasy so badly that we don't see things clearly. It's fine. Like, you still have enough for your article.
This isn't just about my article. This is about you, too. I want you to know where you came from.
Logan, honestly, thank you. I mean it. Thank you so much for what you've tried to do for me and my family, but I think we've reached the end here.
Later, they stand on an illuminated bridge. Candles burn on the bridge.
On the bright side, you'll still have Paris.
I actually forgot about it.
You don't sound excited. Come on, it's a city of lights.
But I think I like the light right here.
Me too.
They look at each other a moment.
I'm sorry, I have to take this.
Yeah, of course.
Ellie checks her phone.
Hey, Andrew, what's up?
Ellie, what is going on?
Andrew.
At first I thought this was a coincidence, but then R&D finds this. Ellie's exclusive Bayberry Hill candle.
Intercuts.
Are you packaging this scent by yourself?
What?
Who is Logan Osborne and why has he posted this picture of you where you're with this candle and some whole story about how the candles grant Christmas wishes or something?
Logan posted about it online?
Oh, yeah, he posted it.
And Nastia now thinks that you're using her to promote your own products.
Oh, no, no, I would never do that. Please just tell Nastia this is a big misunderstanding.
Well, I'll try, but she's furious. I think you can just forget about Paris.
Andrew, please, I will fix this. I will get the posts taken down immediately.
I'll see what I can do.
Okay, thank you.
Ellie turns toward Logan, who's standing nearby. She walks over to him.
Is everything okay?
You posted about the Christmas candles online? Why?
Yeah, I teased it in my stories. I got a ton of messages about it. I was trying to promote sales.
Yeah, but now my company thinks I'm stealing my own idea from them.
But it's yours. This is an opportunity. I was trying to help.
No, no, this is a disaster.
Okay, Ellie, this is not what I wanted.
I lost Paris and possibly my job. Please, please, just take the posts down. I need to do damage control.
Ellie, I'm so sorry. I was not thinking.
I know. You were just thinking about your own story. It's fine. You'll be off on your next assignment, and I'm just left.
Upset, Ellie walks away.
Picking up the pizzas, what's left of my life.
Ellie!
Logan stops
her.
Listen,
surely they'll see this as just a big misunderstanding, okay? And they'll see the light on this.
There is no light on this, Logan. That's the thing about candles. They burn out.
Ellie! Ellie!
Ellie walks away.
Ellie!
Logan's left alone amid the array of twinkle lights. Now at Jamar's house in the candle-laden living room.
Wrapping presents is usually fun.
Mindy, Ellie lighting more candles.
We have sad Christmas music on? I did not even know that existed.
Sorry, I'm distracted.
Ellie turns off the music.
Where's Logan?
I have no idea.
Ellie sits to help Mindy wrap presents.
So obviously I'm totally on your side, but he did help your sales. Jamar said he got orders for the Christmas candle from all over the country. Tell me that's not your mom's Christmas wish come true.
Yeah, it just cost me Paris and possibly my career.
Ellie, have you ever thought that maybe there's something else out there for you? Something better? Okay, I'm just going to say this because you're my friend, but you've been different since you've been back.
Oh, come on.
It's true. Ever since you met Logan.
You got me to believe. I don't hate him, Mindy. I hate that I miss him.
Well, what's wrong with that?
A heart is not like a job. Once it breaks, it's broken, and there is no putting the pieces back together.
Ellie sticks a bow on a present.
Maybe not. Tell him how you feel.
Well, what's the point? We're both headed in different directions. Life isn't a fairy tale. You can't just wish on a candle and expect everything to be okay.
Ellie crosses the room and looks out the window. Mindy joins her.
Your mom used to tell us that it was faith that made Christmas wishes come true. And the candle was just the spark.
Meanwhile, at the Waterford light display, Agnes is sweeping up. Logan appears. Logan approaches Agnes.
This is Waterford?
Logan. Agnes turns toward him. Blurring out of focus, Logan walks toward her. Now back at Jamar's house. Outside, Ellie sits on a stump.
Andrew.
She answers her phone.
Hi. I got all the posts taken down and I've refunded all the candles.
We need to talk.
Nastia.
Nastia.
Perched on a board table.
Nastia, I am so sorry. I can explain.
I do love this scent.
Yet you have a candle you're selling?
Yes, yes. The Bayberry candle is a Christmas tradition in our family. We've been making it for generations.
Well, it's very clear to me you should not be making perfume.
Are you firing me?
I read Logan Osborne's article. I loved it. Oh, it was the most romantic Christmas story I have ever heard. I'm a firm believer in serendipity.
Yeah, me too.
Andrew.
Serendipity.
Nastia signs thin ice to Andrew.
Anyway, I've been wanting to move into home decor, and I think these candles would be perfect.
You want to sell my candle?
As a partnership. Unless you want the lights of Paris.
No, no.
The lights of Portsmouth are just as beautiful. Yes.
I would love a partnership.
Wonderful. Here's Andrew, okay? I gotta get to a shoot.
Thank you, Nastia. Merry Christmas.
I don't know if you ended up making...
Nastia vanishes.
...those Christmas candles, but this definitely is a miracle.
Actually, I did.
Congratulations, it came true.
I'll set a meeting in January to go over all the details.
Okay. Thank you, Andrew. Merry Christmas.
Hey, you enjoy your Christmas Eve.
Now Ellie enters the living room at Jamar's house. Jamar and Mindy are seated on the couch. Ellie.
Nastia wants to partner with us.
What?
Jamar and Mindy stand.
So you're officially taking over the candle business?
Mindy hugs Ellie.
I knew something better was out there for
this
you.
This was your mother's dream for you.
Jamar hugs his daughter.
I guess Christmas wishes do come true. Thanks to Logan. Have you been able to reach him?
Go straight to voicemail. He left in such a hurry, I thought he was upset. I was worried about him.
What exactly did you say to him?
Something terrible. I was wrong. I need to explain it to him. Did he say where he was going?
No. Just thanked me and walked out. Left the keys and everything.
He needs to find his way back home. I need to show him.
Ellie runs out. Mindy follows her. Now outside the house. Ellie places a lantern on one of the stumps. She lights a candle inside.
Abigail lit a candle to guide Benjamin back to her. Bring Logan back to me.
Now Mindy joins Ellie outside.
I hope history repeats itself.
Mindy.
Here.
Ellie takes a photo of the lantern. She posts it to social media.
The first post of the Baybury Hill Candle Company. I tagged Logan and everyone else in town just in case.
Good. Okay, maybe your dad needs some help in the kitchen.
I'll be in a minute.
Okay. Not too long, though. That storm's coming in quick.
Okay.
Mindy goes off. Ellie looks out at the approaching storm. Downtown Portsmouth. Evening. As the storm sets in, shop owners light Christmas candles in their windows. Now back at Jamar's house. Ellie watches out the window. The candle in the lantern goes out. Ellie heads for the door.
Ellie, don't go.
Dad, I have to.
Not without a coat!
Wearing a coat, Ellie heads outside. She runs to the lantern on the stump. She opens the lantern and relights the candle. Now holding a lit Christmas candle, Logan makes his way through the snow. Ellie looks up to see him approaching.
Logan!
Ellie!
Logan reaches Ellie and they embrace.
Wait, you didn't walk, did you?
Ellie.
No, just up the road.
Logan.
My truck hit a snowbank and I couldn't see anything.
I thought I lost you. Where were you?
I went to get you a Christmas gift.
What? Wait.
Logan gives Ellie a silver locket.
Is this?
Read the inscription.
Dear Abigail, our flame weathers any storm. Love, Benjamin.
The story's true, Ellie.
But
How did you find
this? I went back to talk to Agnes about the locket. Something just didn't add up. She admitted she sold the locket online years ago. The one she showed us, she had engraved just so she could sell tickets. So I charmed her into giving me the real buyer's info. And I asked them about the maker's mark. It was two triangles. Merry Christmas, Ellie. I am so sorry about everything.
No, I'm sorry. I was wrong. I don't want Paris. I want Portsmouth.
But what about your perfume?
Nastia read your post, and she loved the Abigail and Benjamin story. I just never thought in a million years I would want to be a candle maker.
You're so much more than a candle maker, Ellie. You're the light.
Logan and Ellie kiss. The snowflakes fall around them. Inside the lantern, the Christmas candle's flame burns brightly. Credits.